Welcome to Dish Nation.
Move over, Jada and Brittany. Serena Williams is also writing her a book.
And speaking of Serena, her sister Venus Williams had a very intense run-in with a superfan.
Ooh, and Kris Jenner was furious, baby, at Courtney and Travis. But before we tell you why, head crack, I mean, what's going on, honey, with Will and Jada now?
Well, let's go, Gary. It looks like Will Smith is sticking beside her, yo. So, The Shade Room recently posted a video of Jada attending an event in Baltimore to discuss her memoir, Worthy, and like a good husband, Will Smith is there, along with their kids. He joined Jada on stage, and he had a few surprising words to say about his wife. Check it out.
Jada's the best friend I have ever had on this planet. And I am going to show up for her and support her for the rest of my life.
I mean, as many shots as we've taken at them and they've, you know, been receiving all week, I mean, hey, man, there's a lot to be said about the family that thugs it out.
Yeah.
Even when the whole world got something to say about what's going on.
Right.
And I agree with, if more African-American men do this for their wives, this would be a better world. He is standing by his wife's side regardless of what people say and what she says. She loves him. He loves her. They are together. And that's the kind of couples I like. Like peaches and herbs.
This is the blueprint. If you want to drop a book, if you guys got books you want to drop, you need to drum up some drama.
Call Jada and Will.
I'm also going to question anything an actor does from, you know, because that's the other skill set that people forget about this whole thing.
Both of them.
Who can do a public ruse better than some actors? That's you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, think about it. Tanner, don't you want that Will and Jada love?
I would love someone to support me that sort of way. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's touching.
Will and Jada or Bill and Camille?
Bill and Camille.
Like what kind of love would you prefer?
Who is Bill and Camille to him?
Bill Cosby and Camille Cosby.
Oh.
She's the consummate ride or die.
I feel like Camille Cosby, she's not full. I can't. That's a difficult one. It's difficult to discuss.
Uh-huh. Well, y'all, moving on. It looks like Kourtney Kardashian Barkerton pissed her mama Kris Jenner off when she announced her pregnancy, y'all. Oh. So the world learned that Kourtney and Travis were expecting their first child together at his Blink 182 concert. Remember, y'all, she was standing in the crowd with the sign saying, "Travis, I'm pregnant." Well, it's now been revealed that Kris found out the news just like the rest of us, y'all, at the same damn time through the media, and she was pissed off. Kris claimed she thought she was being punked. Child, this goes to show that Kourtney is not messing with her family like that anymore, I guess. What y'all think?
That's tacky.
No, I don't think that's tacky. Let me just say, I understand her because, one, her mother probably would have wanted to do a whole TV show around it and made it about the whole Kardashians or about her, or told the secret before she got a chance to tell the secret herself. I did the same thing. I sat everybody down at a dinner and gave them boxes and said, hey, you're going to be an uncle, you're going to be a grandmother, you're going to be all at the same time. They opened the box. Because you don't want nobody to take that moment from you. Mm-hmm. So I get it.
That's her mama. Her mama made her.
Chris is out here like, damn, that could have been a miniseries. You know?
That could have been a wedding special.
Right. Yeah.
But just think about it, Tanya. If I want to let the world know, you want to let the world know. Oh, I'm living an alternative life. Do you put boxes down and let everybody know you're going to be this? Or do you tell the world? I mean, you tell your mama.
How would I, like, it's hard for me to conceive of how I would do that. How did you?
The psychiatrist told my parents.
Wait, are you serious?
Yes.
Wait, really?
Yes.
That was his easy way out.
Yeah, but I was glad he did. I had a breakdown. I was in the hospital, and he felt that this was part of what I wanted to tell my parents.
Was anybody surprised?
Well, my mama said she kind of knew, but my dad, they didn't know. I mean, but, you know, and my uncle was with my parents. I mean, but it made my life so much easier. That's why I'm able to sit here right now and be who I am, because they
told
me.
That's good. I'm glad for that.
You got out the easy way. You ain't had to tell
them
yourself.
I know, my friends didn't tell their mama them, honey.
That's a good, easy way, Gary.
It was easy, though, so I will say that. So.
You tell them.
All right, y'all. Well, Serena Williams wants some of that memoir money.
Yes.
Word is that she signed a 2-book deal, and we'll be starting with an intimate memoir in which she will open up about everything from her childhood to her career and the obstacles she endured along the way. And the second one will be a self-help book offering rules for living for diverse young women.
Nice.
Isn't this amazing?
Yes.
What's diverse young women?
Basic, not my daughters. That's like, I mean, it could be, I guess, but like diverse young women. It's basically, you know.
women from all walks of life. Yeah. Yes. Like, not everybody's a working class woman. Not everyone's in sports. How do I, you know what I mean? Like,
they, you know.
They,
it's okay, Tanner.
I don't know.
You're a white guy. You should know all that.
I'm not diverse.
Just because you're white doesn't mean you're not diverse.
You're diverse in this room. Yo! You are diverse.
Man.
That's all right, Tam.
I'm Dish Nation's diversity. How about that?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, speaking of Serena, man, let's talk about Planet Venus Williams. You know, she had a funny run-in with a super fan. Now, Venus attended a country music event in Austin earlier this month, and her attendance has gone viral for a hilarious reason. A clip of a girl blasting her friends in an attempt to get them to respect the on-court legend in front of her has lit up social media. Check it out.
She's an American treasure. What the f*** are you?
I love that.
That Birmingham Becky is an ally.
Yes, bitch.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on for passion.
Yeah,
right. She too is an American treasure.
She too, yes. I loved it. That was too cute.
Yeah. And I think it's dope because, like, a lot of times Venus don't get the flowers that Serena get.
Right.
And Venus is a problem on the court too.
Yeah,
she broke all types of barriers,
yes,
you know? So,
yes,
yeah, give her her love and respect.
I love this. I love Venus and Serena, but you're absolutely right. She doesn't get her flowers. What's so funny?
I'm just thinking about, bitch, I'm gonna get a queen. I'm gonna hire a queen, bitch, to go out in the public with me and somebody will respect. Say, bitch, he's an American treasure. Yes, ma'am, bitch. Yes, I love
this
that.
This is Gary with the team.
Yes.
American treasure.
Yeah, she was upset. That girl was upset.
Yes, she was, honey.
Yeah, Venus needs to put that girl on the payroll and take her with her everywhere you go. What do you mean you don't have a table ready for Venus Williams? She's an American treasure.
Yeah, she should work for the marketing team. Yeah.
Everybody needs like a Karen hype woman like that. You know
a
what
gopher.
I'm saying?
A chick who gets let me speak to the manager hype.
Yeah. I'm gonna write a letter.
All right, y'all, moving on. It's time for tattoo. Okay, guys, this one. All right, so Billie Eilish decided to let her fans know what she's been up to this month with a good old October photo dump. But there only seemed to be one photo that anybody cared about, and it was the reveal of her intricate back tattoo. And of course, it's got fans wondering, what does it symbolize? Guys, is this a tattoo or a tat? What?
Hell, what the hell is that?
Oh. You know?
Did she just get it done? Is it still bleeding or just looks like that?
Oh.
She got it blood splat.
She's
on
lying
it?
Over. It looks like this is like maybe right after it's done. Maybe they've done some
and
of the wiping.
And they didn't wash it off yet.
When you get a tattoo, they often do wiping, and it kind of looks like.
It kind of looked like rough sex or something. I mean,
it looked like if it's clean, it could be peacock feathers. The back of like.
Let me tell
maybe.
You, I'm left-handed, right? And when I write, the ink smears on the paper that I'm writing on.
Uh-huh.
That's what that looks like.
Yeah,
Is it a design? It's like a circle in the top? What is it?
Oh, it looked like she was back in the slavery days, honey, when they used to do a whip.
This will be a tattoo.
I think it's a tattoo. It's fabulous, honey.
Yo, man, like, this is a Hall of Fame tattoo, because, like, it literally, it looks gross.
It does.
You stare at it, like, them pictures in the mall that you're, like, you know, trying to figure out what's going on here, like... This is a Hall of Fame tattoo.
All right, y'all, up next, did Christina Aguilera give the side eye when asked about being in Britney's memoir? Ooh, details after the break.
Mm,
white
bring back
smoke.
The feud.
You know, I think they're gonna feud forever.
For real, yeah.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, what up?
All right, y'all, tis the season for celebrity memoirs.
Yes.
Seems like we just can't get away from them.
Okay.
So John Stamos, a.k.a. Uncle Jesse from Full House, also has a book coming out, and it's called If You Would Have Told Me. In it, he talks about his divorce from Rebecca Romijn. John told People magazine that he hated Rebecca at the time and thought she was the devil. He also noted the public perception that she left him because her career was going better than his at the time.
Mm.
But after getting sober, he acknowledged his own part in their problems.
Mm.
Sobriety brings clarity,
let me tell you.
That's big. You know, to go ahead and talk about it and get it out and maybe encourage somebody else who's going through the same thing. That's cool.
Sure.
Yeah.
I like Rebecca Romijn. How could you say she was the devil? I mean, she's a beautiful woman.
She probably wouldn't let him do all the things that he wanted to do.
Exactly.
You know,
she
probably was checking his phone, like, who is this? You will stop talking to her today. Yeah, plus she's 10 years younger than him,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, she's smarter.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you have such a big age gap between you and your significant other, sometimes it's hard to relate on a lot of levels. I mean, it's maybe the attraction and the beauty that brought y'all together, but then you start to realize, okay, cool, we don't like the same things. You don't know who the vice president is.
Right.
All types of things, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about Britney Spears and Christina Aguilera. They basically grew up together on the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, right?
Yeah.
Along with Justin Timberlake, and, you know, the ladies allegedly had a feud back in the day. So when Christina went on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Jimmy asked her if she thought she'd be mentioning Britney's new memoir, The Woman in Me. Check her reaction.
He's so messy.
That means, yeah.
You know, Britney Spears has a memoir coming out. Do you think you will be in it? Has she called you and said, hey, heads up?
Dude, I don't know.
There's a chapter about you? Are you hoping that you're in it?
I don't know. Am I hoping? I mean, I'm hoping that, you know, everything is all good with her and everything's beautiful. So, you know, I mean, I think the future should be celebrated. And
sure.
Yeah.
It's about taking a high road.
Yeah.
She was very PC, honey, about that, baby. This girl just like her.
Yeah,
ain't
she
touch
did
that.
Say she hopes Britney is doing well, though, because everybody know Britney's running around playing with knives and stuff. So nobody wants bad luck.
Yeah.
You know, nobody wants to wish bad luck on her. She's been through a lot. So even Christina, like,
it is so
don't
hard
to be in the book.
So hard to hate on somebody who's
going through it.
Yeah.
But is it?
Yes, it is.
Would you hold a feud like that?
Because here's the
she
difference.
She don't want to look bad.
Here's the difference. Christina Aguilera's on a talk show. You've never seen Britney on a talk show. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she's not allowed. You don't know what she's going to say in an uncontrolled, unscripted environment.
Yo, can you imagine how many people, like, once that conservatorship dropped, every show in America probably was like, yo, Britt, you want to come on? 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 And meanwhile, she's like, cling, 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 ching, ching, ching.
Yo, you know? I just knew I was going to see Britney on Vlad TV.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I wonder who's saying no, though, to the interviews and stuff.
Who's
controlling that?
Stars on that level always have some kind of representation. So maybe there's somebody who's like, not now, not now. But maybe she's going to do some interviews when this book comes out.
But isn't it nice
to
be in a book, a celebrity's book? I mean, it looked like it would be nice. I mean, I was in a celebrity's book, a world-renowned celebrity, Ricky Smiley.
Oh, that's
I'm in his
up.
Memoirs.
That's what's up. I was in Mariah Carey's book.
Yeah.
Pretty and Jermaine Dupri's book,
yeah.
I was booked in New York one time for jumping a turnstile.
All right, y'all, up next, there's something Travis Kelce does that lasts 3 whole hours. Let your imagination run wild. We'll tell you what it is after the break.
Oh,
3 hours.
Masturbation.
That's 2 hours and 58 minutes too long.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
All right. Gary. I think Travis Kelce gotcha because when it comes to making sure his tight end looks right, Travis admitted that it takes him up to a whole 3 hours to choose his look of choice for game day, and his process is purely instinctual.
Wow.
He said, it really just goes down to the wire. I kind of enjoy the creative process of the panic to just throw something together. Now, he's been dragged for some of his fashion choices by his new boo, Taylor Swift's fans, but he doesn't care because he chooses clothes that will put a smile on people's faces and understands every look isn't for everybody.
Oh, wow.
That's nice.
Yeah?
I would like to see some of these looks.
I don't know, for 3 hours.
That's a long time.
It is a long time.
Because these people are watching, and I don't expect the Swifties to understand, because Travis Kelce, like, strikes me as the type of dude who used to shop at Chess King. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, he was down with the culture. Like, a lot of his stuff seems, like, urban-inspired.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it might be over their heads.
But I'm sure he has so many clothes that you could just pick and choose. Why 3 hours?
Exactly. I mean, that's...
How long
Gary
does it take
got
you?
Gary got so many clothes. Yeah. You just know what
Five
you.
5 minutes,
You just
know in your head.
Do you have like any tips for like a good outfit?
Get you some good quality pieces, and they'll last forever. And you can just add on to it. You like my Christmas decoration? My house is still Christmas decorated from last year. Add a little piece on.
Gary, you're supposed to take.
So you're constantly building on the Christmas decor as
but
the
what happens
year
when Halloween and Thanksgiving comes? It's still Christmas time?
Yeah, because you know I'm not there. Yeah. So I'm here. So for Christmas, just add a little piece. So you do that with your clothes. You just add another color with it or whatever, your black pants or whatever, and there you go. 3 hours to dress, that's too damn
that
long.
Is.
That's long. That's like I never get grown up. back in the day, my friends used to always say that's why they never want to date a queen. Because, honey, if you get your boy, because you get a queen, he's going to be fighting in the mirror over his makeup and stuff like you, and it takes too long.
It takes
so
too long.
So one girl per mirror.
Wow. So. Right. Well, y'all, since we're talking about fashion, let's get into this dish debate. All right, the Neighborhood Talk shared the story of a woman who was pissed off with one of her besties for upstaging her at her own birthday party and sent her a text message that said...
Please don't take this the wrong way, but I think, honey, purposely, honey, you tried to outdress me at my birthday event. As a friend, honey, that's not okay.
Ooh.
Bitch.
So, so is the friend dead wrong for coming to the birthday girl's party looking like a snack? Oh, or is it the birthday girl that's just insecure?
I'm wondering, would I have been pissed? I'm probably not like, girl, you giving it, bitch. That's all I would have told her. Mm-hmm. And I'd have been in my little plain outfit, honey. I mean, you wouldn't say that? Like, ooh, bitch, you giving that outfit, honey. And just let her have it.
I guess.
I don't know. Yeah, for a birthday.
That's a lot, Gary.
It is a lot. It's a lot, honey. You tramp.
Especially because the birthday girl looked like she tried to give sexy.
Yeah.
She did, but not.
Yeah, she
not
failed,
quite,
baby.
You know?
Yeah.
Birthday girl got to step it up next year.
Yeah, right? Come on now.
Hoping for her birthday, she got better clothes.
But what if the birthday girl don't dress like this?
It's obvious she doesn't.
Yeah, this is a little risque.
Yeah.
A lot risque.
Yeah, one is from Fashion Nova, the other one's from Adam and Eve.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the vibe.
Playboy.
Coming up, guess what we got for you?
What?
What?
More Jada and Will Smith tea! Get some cups. We running that up right after the break.
Oh, my God.
Not with the degeneration.
Jesus. God, I'm so over it.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Are y'all sick of the Jada Pinkett Smith tea? Or do you want some more?
More. Run it.
And Jada just had to tell us this, y'all. She made a secret sex room for her and Will to get some nookie.
Oh,
because as children, Jaden and Willow were always crashing in their bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
So after Will complained about not getting none, Jada did what she had to do. She said, to give us our own space, I had even built a separate, beautiful love nest for us two grown-ups in our bedroom, complete with the domed ceiling full of twinkling stars. But over time, the kids hijacked that room as well. Dang.
How he was not getting none? I don't understand that. They were married. Or they are married.
Well, if the kids are in the room, they're not getting busy while the kids are like, you know.
You call, tell them, leave. Get out the room. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's not as easy when they're young and like you in the throes of doing whatever you're doing and you got your door good and locked, all of a sudden the door starts shaking like a killer's trying to come in. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's jarring. It's right. Very jarring. So you do gotta kind of like make a little side room.
If you have a whole room built out, you're not just like this, you're not just building it out for a mattress. You probably got swings. They probably got
missiles hanging from the ceiling.
Probably tying his hands up with Tupac's old bandanas. How do you want it starts playing?
Tupac's old bandanas. Will, put this on. Just put it on.
Why does this leather vest look familiar?
Oh, no.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.